始的时候，我们来读
几句的经节。
As we begin, shall we read several passages of scripture?
这些经节是一位亲眼见过主耶稣的人他的见证。
These scriptures written by a person who testified of our Lord Jesus because he had seen him with his own eyes.
第一处经节在约翰一书第一章的一节跟二节。
The first passage is in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
约翰一书第一章第一第二节。
1 John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这一个章节是我跟 Steve 弟兄今天共用的章节。
This is a common verse that both Brother Steve and I will be using today.
我的题目呢，就是讲到生命已经显现出来。
My theme is that life has already been manifested to us.
那我们再读几处的经节。
Shall we read several more passages of scripture?
都在约翰福音。
And all in the Gospel according to John.
第一处是在约翰福音的第一章一到五节。
And the first is in John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5.
约翰福音第一章一到五节。
John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5.
太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
还有第一章的第十四节。
As well as verse 14 of chapter 1.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
还有在约翰福音的二十章。
And then also the Gospel according to John chapter 20.
二十六到二十九节。
Verses 26 through 29.
二十章的二十六到二十九节。
Chapter 20, verse 26 through 29.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里。多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”多马说：“我的主，我的神。”耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。”
After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.
那下面我们有一个祷告。
Shall we have a
在祷告之前啊，我先提一下为什么要祷告。
And before we pray, let me mention why we need to pray.
因为我们很多事都习惯了嘛。
Because there's so many things we're accustomed to.
今天 Lawrence 弟兄不在，我可以提他的名字。
And because Brother Lawrence is not here today, I can mention his name.
他不止一次的说，他在我们中间像一个小学生，要跟大家分享。
And oftentimes he has said that he feels like he's only an elementary school student as he's sharing with us.
那今天对不起，在这里的是给小学生翻译的，
可
能只是幼稚园的。
And I apologize that perhaps we're just translating for those who are of the elementary school students, and I'm just a kindergartner speaking.
所以祷告是寻求帮助。
And so I'm praying to seek for help.
好，让我们一起低头。
Shall we bow our heads?
神啊，求你今天用你的能力，用圣灵来带领。
God, today with your power and your spirit, may you lead us.
来攻破人心中坚固的营垒。
And break through all the obstacles of the hearts, our hearts.
将各种的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高的事都攻破。
So all the schemes of the enemy, all the obstacles that are in our hearts, Lord, break through it.
将人所有的心意可以夺回。
So that you may capture all the minds of man.
可以顺服基督。
So that we may be submitted to Christ.
我们愿意遇见你。
We are willing to meet you.
我们愿意认识你。
We want to know you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.那今天我跟大家要借着刚才的章节呢，讲到关于生命显现的三个方面。
And so today, regarding the passages we just read, I want to share with you three different aspects of this life.
第一个方面就是生命的显现是神的心意。
First is that this manifestation of life is God's will.
第二个呢，这个生命的是如何的显现。
Secondly is how this life was manifested.
第三就是这个生命已经显现跟我们的关系。
And thirdly, that since this life has been manifested, what does it have to do with us?
所以我们先来看生命的显现是神的心意。
And so let's first take a look at how this life is God, manifested is God's will.
孙弟兄在夏令会的时候曾经跟我们分享过。
Brother Sun in the summer conference has already shared with us.
这个作者约翰他只不过是一个渔夫
And that this author of John, he is but a fisherman.
一个打鱼的
He was a fisherman.
但是他所写出来的约翰福音连最深的哲学都比不上
However, the gospel according to John that he had written, even the greatest philosopher cannot be compared with it.
是非常深奥的内容
It's a very deep book.
所以在刚才读到的约翰福音第一章的前两节
And so the very first two verses of John chapter 1,
大家都很熟悉的
we're all very familiar with it.
这两节已经超越了创世纪的范围。
However, these two verses already surpass the boundaries of Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪讲的是起初神创造天地。
Genesis talks about how in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
那约翰福音第三节讲到万物是借着他造的。
However, in John chapter 3, it's...Of chapter 1, verse 3, it says that all things came into being through him.
在这个创造之前还有两节。
That before this creation, there were two other verses.
原来在所有的创造之前已经有神。
That before all that was created, there was God.
已经有道。
There was a word.
而且是借着这个道万物被创造出来。
And through this word, all things were created.
而且我们要了解圣经的话。
And if we are to understand scripture,
会知道神的心意就是让他的生命这个道可以显在万物之中。
That God's will is that this word would be manifested in all creation.
要充满。
And to fill all.
要管理。
And to govern.
所以在创世纪如果我们再去读的话。
And so if you are to look back into Genesis.
神不光是创造了天地。
Not only did God create the heavens and the earth.
当地成为空虚混沌的时候。
When the earth was formless and void.
神说要有光。
God said, let there be light.
然后让做了许多的工作。
And he did much work.
当陆地跟水分开之后
And so after the separation of the seas and the land,
神说水里面陆地上要充满了这些菜蔬
We know that on the land it was filled with vegetation.
水里面要充满了这些鱼的生命
And we know that the waters were teeming with life.
天上呢也要充满了飞鸟
And there were the skies would be filled with birds.
这些都是生命的事情
All of these things are things of life.
但是在神的创造里面
However, in God's creation,
生命的显现
the manifestation of life,
这里面讲到是人的光
we see is the light of man.
所以神真正的显现他最高的创造是现在你我进到这个图画里了
So the highest creation of God is actually you and I entering into this picture.
就是神在创造人
That is, in God creating man.
让人在这个世界把神自己显出来
So thatThrough man, God was going to express himself.
所以神是照着自己的形象和样式来造人。
So God created man in his image.
当神的生命彰显出来的时候还有一个词。
So there's another expression for us to describe God manifesting his life.
就是荣耀。
That is glory.
所以大家记得当神的生命显出来的时候就是光人的光就是荣耀。
And so please remember that when God is manifested, there is light, and that is life and glory.
而且这件事有弟兄讲到荣耀还有一个讲法。
And According to other brothers, that there's another way of expressing glory.
荣耀就是神他满足了。
That is the satisfaction of God.
所以当神创造其他的一切的时候都不满足。
So when God created everything else, he was not yet satisfied.
等到他把人创造之后，把自己的生气吹在人的鼻孔里面。
However, after he created man and breathed his own breath into the nostrils of man.
这时候他才说造物的工完成了。
And so now he said that the work of creation was done.
这时候神开始安息。
And so now God began to rest.
在圣经里面提到有三个完成。
And so in the Bible it records three things that were done.
关乎这个生命彰显出来。
Regarding this life being manifested.
这里是第一个成了。
This is the first thing that was done.
创造的工完成了。
The work of creation was done.
但是神满不满足呢？
But was God satisfied?
荣耀有没有彰显出来呢？
Was glory manifested?
我们只看到生命是摆在人里头。
We only see that life was placed into man.
缺了什么呢？
What was it lacking?
现在我们来看第二点。
So now let's take a look at the second point.
就是生命怎么彰显。
That is, how is life to be manifested?
这个生命如何显现？
How is this life to be expressed?
在刚才我们读到的约翰福音第一章第五节前半部分。
And so the very first part of John 1 verse 5.
短短的几个字。
Very short few words.
光照在黑暗里。
The light shines in the darkness.
所以这道手续就是讲到在一个已经有自由意志的人里面人要胜过黑暗。
And so in this process, we see that for man needs to overcome darkness.
在人里面要有这个生命是胜过死亡的。
In man, there needs to be a life that can overcome death.
那我们如果读雅各书的话什么是死亡
And so if you read the book of James, what exactly is
death? 什么是黑暗
What is darkness?
在雅各书第一章十四十五节是这么讲
In James chapter 1 verse 14 and 15 it says this
讲到我们的人
Speaking of us man
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来罪既长成就生出死来
But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
死亡的源头是人的私欲。
And so the beginning of death is the lust, the temptation of man.
所以生命显出来要经过光和黑暗的征战。
And so for the manifestation of life, it needs to go through the warfare of death.
也就是死亡跟生命的征战。
This is the warfare between life and death.
神讲的生命是胜过死亡的生命。
The life that God talks about is a life that has already overcome death.
是神里的生命。
This is a life that is in God.
这生命在道里。
This life is in the Word.
就是人的光。
This is the light of man.
这也称为永远的生命。
This is also eternal life.
当初造人的时候，这件事还没有完成。
And so when man was first created, this issue has not yet been done.
总有人问神为什么把两棵树摆在人面前
So many people ask, why did God place two trees before man?
因为神要满足的话他要等候在这个世上的人自己来拣选生命
Because for man to be fully satisfied, he wanted man to voluntarily choose life.
这个人不照着自己的需要来选择
Man did not need to choose according to his own need.
他说我要神的旨意不要人的旨意
But he wanted to choose God's will, not man's will.
所以神说啊有一棵树你吃了必定死
And so that is why God says that if you choose of that tree, you will die.
结果我们都知道
And we know all the result.
在创世纪的第三章第六节
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
人见到那棵树的果子好做食物也悦人的眼目且是可喜爱的能使人有智慧就摘下果子来吃了又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
When the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
那我们看到神已经讲了，你吃的那日必定死。
And so God has already said that when you eat of it, you will die.
但是有三样是当人选择自己的时候进到人的里面。
But we know that three things had entered into man.
就是肉体的情欲
The lust of the flesh
他看到这个可以做食物是为了我这个肉体的需要
He saw that this was good for food and good for his physical body
还有眼目的情欲
And also lust of the eyes
这个果子很好看呢
This fruit was very beautiful
我想拥有它 还有就是今生的骄傲
And also the boastful pride of life
从那个时候开始
From that time on
人选择的是要有智慧
What man wanted
这也就是生命失去的开始。
This is the beginning of the loss of life.
这就是死亡的开始。
This is the beginning of death.
这是黑暗的开始。
And also the beginning of darkness.
我们稍微等一等啊。那这个错的选择。
So this wrong choice.
付出的是生命的代价。
The result was the wages of death.
从此人在黑暗里。
And so man was in darkness.
世界也在黑暗中。
And the world was also in darkness.
这就是约翰福音第一章第五节的后半部。
And so this is the last part of John chapter 1 verse 5.
黑暗却不接受光。
The darkness did not comprehend or accept light.
这只是讲在伊甸园里面发生的事吗？
Is this speaking of what happened in the Garden of Eden?
还是说一直到今天？
Or is it speaking of all the way till today?
在圣经里面讲，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so the Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
今天的黑暗，我们都清楚。
Today we're all very clear about darkness.
比如在法国刚刚发生的事情。
For example, what just happened in France.
超过80个人的生命失去。
Over 80 people lost their lives.
这是一个屠杀。
This was a massacre.
我们总觉得那是 ISIS 的恐怖分子。
We often feel that this is the work of ISIS, the terrorist group.
但是如果照着我的感觉。
But according to what I sense,
你我都是恐怖分子。
You and I are all terrorists.
在家里面，我们是不是也是横冲直撞呢？
At home, are we also very violent?
我要发脾气的时候，我伤害了多少人？
When I want to throw my temper, how many people do I harm?
当我的利益得到被损害的时候，我做了多少伤害人的事？
When my will has been gone against, how many things have I done that also harm others?
所以我再说一遍。
So let me say again.
有的丈夫就是恐怖分子。
Some husbands are terrorists.
有的姐妹就是恐怖分子。
Some wives are also terrorists.
照着我所听到的故事。
According to some of the stories,
在我们中间的。
Among us.
妻子使用过三种武器，三个不同的妻子。
There are three different types of weapons or three different types of wives.
有用过菜刀的。
Those who have used their kitchen knives.
有用过匕首的。
Those who have used in their own hands.
还有用过剪刀的。
And those who have used scissors.
所以我们在家都是恐怖分子。
So at home, we're all terrorists.
我们觉得这个是离我很远吗？
Do we feel that this thing is far removed from us?
今天我们就在这个黑暗里面。
Today we are in this darkness.
如果我们了解自己的话，
If we understand ourselves,
我们会说神的托付太重。
We would say that the entrustment of God is too heavy.
他的荣耀要在人的身上显出来。
His glory needs to be manifested for man.
我们是谁啊？
Who are we?
他对人的期望是不是太高了？
Is his expectation for us too high?
这不是讲到不信主的人。
This is not speaking to those who do not believe.
这讲到我们信主的人。
It's speaking to us who believe.
但感谢神，光照在黑暗里。
But thank God, light has come into darkness.
神的工作从来没有停止。
God's work never stops.
所以他拣选了挪亚。
So he chose Noah.
他说我要保存生命。
He says that I want to preserve life.
他拣选亚伯拉罕。
He chose Abraham.
说万国要因你的后裔得福。
He says that through you, all generations will, all ages will be blessed.
还有借着摩西与以色列人立约。
And through Moses that he made a covenant with the Israelites.
但是神的心意始终得不着满足。
However, his heart, his will was not yet satisfied.
因为他还在等这个地上真的有人是百分之百的顺服他的心意。
Because he was still waiting for one man who 100% would fully follow his will.
直到到了约翰的年间。
All the way to the time of John.
神成就了一件极大的奥秘的事情。
God accomplished something that was greatly deep and mysterious.
圣经里面有许多的奥秘。
There are many mysteries in the Bible.
但是当保罗提到这个奥秘的时候，
However, when Paul spoke of this mystery,
他加了一个形容词。
He added another adjective.
这是在提摩太后书的第三章第十六节。
That is in
Second Timothy. 三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
另外一个美好的三章十六节。
There's another wonderful 3:16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of godliness.
就是神在肉身显现。
That is that he has been manifested in the flesh.
这就是在约翰福音第一章第十四节讲到的。
And that is what is mentioned in John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
光如何胜过黑暗呢？
How can light overcome darkness?
对着我们，这是已经发生的事情。
Toward us, this is something that has already happened.
这生命已经显现出来了。
Life has already been manifested.
在2000年前。
2000 years ago.
神的儿子亲自成为人，住在我们中间。
The Son of God became flesh and dwelt among man.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
如果你看主耶稣的一生。
If you look at the entire life of Jesus,
他在那里医病赶鬼使死人复活
He was healing, casting out demons, and resurrecting people from the dead.
多少的恩典
So much grace.
喂养了许多的人
And fed many people.
而且他也是真理
And he is also truth.
没有人在他面前可以站立得住
No person could stand before him.
因为这是光
Because he is the light.
这是真光
This is the true light.
如果我们今天觉得自己还站得住的话
Today if we feel that we are able to stand,
觉得我还不错的话
Think that we're pretty good.
你没有见过真光
Then you haven't met the true light.
你没有遇到过主耶稣
You haven't met Jesus.
但是世人还在罪里
However, the people of the world are still in sin.
虽然作为神的儿子，他里面完全没有罪。
And in, even though he is the Son of God, there was no sin in him.
但是还有一件要解决的事情。
But there is another problem that needed to be solved.
主耶稣他自己在上十字架之前讲过一句话。
There is a phrase that Jesus himself said before he went up on the cross.
也是擘饼的时候有弟兄祷告到了。
And also something that a brother prayed during communion.
他说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。仍旧是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
If a seed, if it falls into the ground and does not die, then it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground and it bears much fruit, then there will be much fruit.
恩典讲到神的爱。
Grace speaks of God's love.
真理讲到神的公义。
Truth speaks of God's righteousness.
那我们这些人，我们的拯救在哪里？
But for all of us, where lies our salvation?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
神让我们在他面前成为公义。
He allows us to be righteous before him.
既然人的选择是生命的代价。
So even though for us, it is the wages of life.
那对于生命的显现，要把我们带到这个生命里。
Then regarding the manifestation of life, for us to be brought into this life,
神要付出的是生命的代价。
God needed to pay the wages of this life.
这场征战就打在十字架上。
This warfare was fought upon the cross.
所以主耶稣他还讲过一句话，在上十字架之前。
Before he went up on the cross, Jesus said another thing.
他说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
He says that the time for the Son of Man to receive glory has come.
或者说神要显出来的时候到了。
Or the time for God to be manifested now has come.
所以他祷告说父啊照你的旨意不照我的旨意。
So that is why he prayed, Father, not my will, but your will be done.
我读到主耶稣的故事我总是觉得很惊奇。
Oftentimes when I read the story of Jesus, I'm surprised or amazed.
道成肉身的主难道竟然会在根据记载在神面前大声哀哭。
How is it that this person who now is God in the flesh, that he would cry out to God in the presence of God?
流泪向神祷告。
That he would weep in his prayer.
因为他要付出生命的代价。
Because now he needed to pay for the wage, he needed to pay the price of life.
耶稣被交给人是因着我们的过犯。
Jesus was delivered into the hands of man for our transgressions.
他复活是为叫我们称义。
His resurrection is for our righteousness.
所以使我们不光罪可以得赦还可以活在真理里面做一个公义的人。
So that not only our sins would be forgiven, but that we would live in a way that we are righteous.
这是一个荣耀的生活。
This is a glorious life.
当主耶稣在这样的压力下面
When Jesus was under such great pressure,
神的儿子
The Son of God,
这么大的能力
With such great power,
他软弱到一个地步说门徒你们与我一同警醒。
He was weak to the point where he asked the disciples to watch with him.
三次要求他们与他一同，他不是说让门徒跟他一起上十字架，他只是说你们同我一同警醒，为我祷告。
Three times he asked the disciples. It wasn't like he was asking them to go up on the cross with him, but he was asking for them to be watchful and pray with him.
但三次回来看门徒都睡着了。
But three times he came back and he saw that the disciples had fallen asleep.
大家记得。
Do you remember?
十字架。是主耶稣他单独才能做的事情。
The cross is something that only the Lord Jesus himself could do alone.
只有他是无罪的人。
Only he is sinless.
只有他的死可以替我们的罪。
Only his death can be in substitution for our death.
在这世界上有许多其他的信仰宗教。
In this world, there are many other religions and teachings.
但是千万人中只有一个人可以赦我们的罪。
But among tens of thousands, only one person can die for our sins.
如果不借着主耶稣，谁能够站在公义圣洁的神面前？
If it were not for our Lord Jesus, who can stand before the righteous and holy God?
所以你看到他的爱吗？
So do you see his love?
你看到他的美丽吗？
Do you see his beauty?
神看到了。
God saw it.
约翰也看到了。
And John saw it.
所以约翰说，我见到这个道。
And so that is why John says that we have seen him.
他说生命显现了。
And life has been manifested.
这就是人的光。
And this is the light of man.
神独生子的荣光。
This is the light of the Son of God.
这是荣耀。
This is glory.
那我们现在再来看，这与我们的关系在哪里？
And so now let's take a look at what this has to do with us.
我想这是我们的本相。
This is who we are.
这件事我们听过了不止一遍。
We have not only heard this one time.
但是就算我们已经信主了，得救了。
But since we have already received the Lord and believed.
我们还不认识他。
Yet we do not yet know him.
对不起，我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying.
许多我们基督徒的生活。
But many of our Christian lives.
好像主从来没有显现过。
It's as if the Lord has never really appeared.
好像他没有得胜。
That he has not overcome.
好像他根本没有复活。
As if he has not yet really resurrected.
我们还在软弱里面。
Because we're still in weakness.
还有今生的思虑来烦扰。
We still have the many worries of this life that distract us.
为这个今生的享受，我要牺牲与主在一起的时间。
And for the pleasures of this world, I sacrifice the time that I spend with him.
我不知道大家昨晚是几点去休息的。
I don't know last night what time you went to bed.
有一个弟兄，我们在一些弟兄在交通的时候，一个弟兄说让他有绝望感觉的一件事情。
There was a brother among us as we were having some fellowship. There was something that caused him to feel much despair.
他说我们中间多少年劝弟兄姐妹们拨饼的时候不要迟到。
We have exhorted our brothers and sisters so for so many years not to be late to table meeting.
但是多少年。
But for how many years?
许多弟兄姐妹还没有从软弱里面出来。
So many brothers and sisters still have not come out of weakness.
如果我们要认识的话，自己的话，
If we want to come to know ourselves,
我们就是这样的人。
This is who we are.
多马是我们的代表。
Thomas, he was our representative.
所以照着约翰福音二十章的记载，
So according to what was recorded in John 20,
已经有妇女来说主耶稣复活了。
The women have already said the Lord has risen.
已经有门徒见到主耶稣了。
The disciples have already met the Lord.
但是多马不信。
But Thomas was unbelieving.
在那一天，门徒跟多马在一起。
So that day, the disciples and Thomas were together.
门都关了。
The door was shut.
因为他们害怕。
Because they were afraid.
如果我们没有这样生命的话，
If we do not have this life,
我们在这世上怎么可能有真平安呢？
In this world, how can we have true peace?
如果没有这个神的生命在我们里面的话，
If we do not have the life of God within us,
借我们显现，
and has been manifested to us,
连下一周怎么去工作我都不能对付。
Then next week, how I'm going to go to work, I don't even know how to face that.
所以多马就是这样的人。
Thomas was this type of person.
而且门都关了。
The doors were closed.
我前一段听到一个弟兄的故事。
Recently, I heard a story of a brother.
他在美国读了 PhD.
And he studied and received his PhD here in the States.
但是找工作似乎有一些波折。
But there were some difficulties in finding a job.
他说我爱美国，美国不爱我。
He says, I love America, but America does not love me.
所以他回到中国找到一个工作。
So he went back to China and he found a job.
那时候门都关了。
At that time, doors were all closed.
他说神我跟你没关系。
And so he said, between you and I, God, we have no relationship.
我不觉得我跟你有什么再打交道的机会了。
I don't want to have anything to do with you.
他离开神。
He left God.
我也认识一个姐妹。
I also know of a sister.
她曾经跟神说我跟你没关系了。
She also said to God, I want nothing to do with you.
我已经不会再有什么感动了。
Because I will no longer be moved.
我也不会再为你唱什么诗歌了。
I'm never going to sing any more praises to you.
我要过我的生活。
I'm going to live my own life.
但后来这个弟兄，
Later on this brother,
就像在约翰福音所讲到的，
Just like what is written in John,
耶稣来站在当中说愿你们平安。
Jesus stood in their midst and said, Peace be with you.
他与一个妻子结婚，
And there was a spouse who was married.
这妻子在国内当时还没有信主。
And at that time, his wife was in China and had not yet believed in the Lord.
但是这个妻子后来去教会，信了主。
But later on, the wife, she went to church and she became a believer.
把他又带回到教会。
And brought him back to the church.
让他再来经历神。
So that he could come to experience God again.
再找着这个平安。
And again, found this peace.
刚才我提到的这个姐妹。
And the sister that I just mentioned.
曾经有18年她不在擘饼聚会开口。
There was 18 years she did not open her mouth to pray in communion.
她不愿意开口来赞美主。
She was not willing to open up her mouth to praise God.
来唱诗给这位主。
To sing praises to this Lord.
但是18年之后她开口。
But after 18 years she opened up her mouth.
称颂。
And praised.
这是神向着人的显现。
This is God manifesting to man.
所以神他给我们看的是他手上的钉痕。
And so God, he allows us to see the nail prints in his hands.
他给我们看到他的肋旁。
He shows us his side.
当多马看见的时候。
So when Thomas saw.
当他看到这个生命显现的时候。
When he saw this life being manifested.
他只说了两句话。
He only said two things.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord and my God.
所以今天在座的弟兄姐妹们。
So today, for brothers and sisters who are here, this is not another preaching.
现在生命跟死亡，光跟黑暗站在你的面前。
Today, life and death, darkness and light stand before you.
你拣选的是什么？
What do you choose?
如果你说多马是看见了吗？
If you say Thomas, he saw it.
在约翰福音，耶稣对多马说。
But in John, the Lord Jesus said to Thomas.
你因看见了我才信。
Because you have seen me, have you believed?
那没有看见我就信的有福了。
Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.
因为圣经上讲，看见的就不叫信心了。
Because the Bible tells us that if you see, it is not called faith.
所以今天神给我们一个机会，凭着信心来看见爱我们的主。
So today the Lord has given us an opportunity that through faith we are to see our Lord Jesus.
凭着信心把我们交给这位神。
Through faith he gives us into the hand of our Lord.
让他死里复活的能力也在我们身上。
So that his power of resurrection now can be manifested in us.
在十字架上还有一个成了。
There was another thing that was accomplished on the cross. That was done.
耶稣说成了。
The Lord Jesus said it is finished.
这是第二个成。
This was the second thing that was finished.
救赎的完成。
This was salvation that was finished.
但是还有一个成了。
But then there was a third thing that was done.
也是约翰所记载。
Also something that John recorded.
在启示录讲到最后新天新地的时候。
In Revelation when he writes about the new heavens and the new earth.
在那里提到新城耶路撒冷。
And there he writes about the new Jerusalem.
神说成了。
The Lord also said it is finished.
这些软弱的被救赎的人。
These weak people who have been redeemed.
生命在他们身上也显出来。
Life is also now manifested from them.
圣城耶路撒冷里面没有黑暗。
And so in the city of the New Jerusalem, there is no darkness.
圣经记载里面原没有黑夜。
And the Bible says that there is no evening, no night.
不用日月来照耀。
Because you no longer need the sun to shine.
因为有神跟羔羊的生命在里面。
Because God and the life of the Lamb is within it.
就是这城的光。
This is the light that was done.
所以今天如果你我们都在第一个成了之后。
And so today, if you and I were in the thing that is done at the very beginning,
我们都是被创造的。
First thing that is done, that we are all created.
但是有一些人还没有在第二个成了里面。
But some people are not yet within the second thing that was done.
所以今天你可以拣选生命。
So today you can choose life.
如果圣灵带领你，今天就是你接受让生命显现的一天。
If the Holy Spirit leads you, today is the day that you can choose life.
让神在我们身上得满足的一天。
So this is the day that the Lord can gain satisfaction in you.
对于我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹们。
And toward the brothers and sisters who have already believed.
还有一个成了。
There is another thing that is done.
所以我想下面的时间就交给弟兄。
And I'm going to give the following time to our brother.
我们可能现在可以去吃中饭了。
As we continue, let's look again at 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5.
让我们再看约翰一书一到五章。
1 John 1 to 5. What was from the beginning, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld, and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲耳看。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
And then one other phrase, you don't have to turn there, but from the summer conference, Hebrews 12:2, just the phrase.
那另一个经节是我们在夏令会里面所读的希伯来书十二章。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
十二章二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So Haibing just noted that our theme is this word of life.
海滨弟兄刚刚给我们交通了这个生命之道。
The word is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
生命之道就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And as Haibing said, since the foundation of the world, he has been desiring to manifest himself.
从创世以来，我们的主就有这样的心意，要向我们显明他自己。
He has been working and he is working today in our lives, both individually and corporately, to reveal himself.
他一直在工作，今天也在工作，在我们个人的身上，也在我们团体之中。
Speaking, revealing, manifesting his life.
他向我们说，向我们显明他的生命。
Here, working among us, even in our presence today.
所以今天也在我们当中做工。
I think many can testify how even he has worked this summer and spoke.And revealed himself abundantly.
所以很多弟兄都可以做见证，在这个夏天，他是怎么样在我们当中做工。
How he prepared so abundantly and brought us together even during the summer conference and revealed something of what's on his heart.
他给我们有这样丰富的预备，带我们到夏令会，给了我们这么多他的话语。
How we fed and feasted so abundantly on that manna.
所以我们是真的是在他的玛纳上面有丰富的供应。
And yet the Lord says we need to collect that manna daily.
但是我们的主告诉我们说，我们要收那玛纳，是每一天都要收的。
So how do we continue to collect that manna?
那所以我们怎么样继续来收那玛纳？
What do we do with this life that we've heard, that we've seen, that we've handled?
怎么样来这个我们来对付这个我们所听见、看见、看摸过的这个生命？
The fundamental question we really want to look at in the balance of our time is what is our response to this manifestation?
所以因着时间的关系，我们要来看一下我们怎么样来对这个生命有回应。
Are we obedient? Are we responsive to what the Lord has revealed of Himself?
我们顺而顺从，对主向我们显明的有回应吗？
Do we continue to handle and bear witness and proclaim this life?
让我们还是一起来为这个生命做见证吗？
And that response is both individually and corporately.
所以我们这样的回应不仅是我们个人的，也是我们团体的。
So naturally speaking, when our body takes in nutrients, food and water,
所以自然的说，当我们的吃喝的时候，
it builds physical strength that continues or it contributes to the health of our bodies and the functioning of our bodies.
所以这个营养就提供我们生命所需的一切的供应。
But if we stop eating, if we stop drinking, then that life cannot be sustained very long.
所以当我们不吃不喝以后，我们的生命就不能够长久。
However, when we eat our next meal or our next snack, assuming that it has some health value in it, that what we've chosen to eat.
所以当我们吃我们下一顿的时候，如果里面有营养的话，
there is a building of strength upon what was previously already done.
所以就会加给我们更多的力量。
A building on the growth that has already begun to take place.
让我们里面的生命的成长可以继续。
So the next meal adds, it expands.
所以下一顿就会来增长我们的生命。
We have fresh manna, but it builds on what has already been done, the work that's been done in us before.
所以我们有每天有新鲜的玛纳，但是它来继续我们身上的工作。
Now as we grow a little older like myself, this physical body does start to decay.
所以当我们年纪大了以后，就像我自己一样，我们的外面的外体虽然毁坏。
But spiritually, we are to continue to grow to the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ.
但是我们灵里面还是要继续的增长，直到我们长成主耶稣基督的身量。
It is His life that is growing. It's a victorious, overcoming life.
这是他里面的生命在我们里面增长，因为他的生命是一个得胜的生命。
So what are we doing with the richness of this word which we feasted upon at the conference in these past weeks?
那我们应该怎么样来对待这个生命之道？它是这样的一个丰富的生命之道。
What the Lord continues to even reveal to us today?
而主向我们今天要继续显明什么呢？
Do we continue to feed upon this living word?
让我们继续来接受这个活水的供应吗？
Perhaps even listening over again to some of the ministries from the summer conference.
继续我们还去回去复习我们在商在那个夏令会所听到的信息吗
?Not just to take notes and have the knowledge of what was spoken.
不是仅仅说做笔记好增加我们的知识。
But really with a seeking heart of what's the freshness of the word the Lord wants to reveal even fuller today.
而是来寻求主要更完全的向他显明我们向着我们的心意。
Or perhaps listening to the high school messages online to even hear the fuller word the Lord spoke at the conference.
来去甚至来听那个高中生的那个信息，让我们那个生命能够有更完全。
Or do we read back over our notes and connect to what the Lord has illumined to us?
还是我们回去看我们的笔记，来回想主向我们所说的。
With what we're studying now to share on Friday night.
或者是我们星期五查经所学习的。
How it's connected with what we're praying about on Wednesday night.
或者是我们在星期三祷告聚会所一起祷告的。
Or do we stop to consider how he's taking that word and fuller revealing it in our personal quiet times in the morning?
所以主还是在我们每天早晨晨更的时候主向我们自己所显现的。
Unfortunately, often we find ourselves distracted because in today's world we get bombarded with information and with things we have to do.
所以很多的时候我们被这个所谓的信息爆炸所
quickly distracted with the many details of the day.
所吸引，然后我们就陷到每天的繁杂事物当中。
The demands to multitask where we don't pay attention to any real area.
很多的时候我们好像在做很多的事情但是我们其实每一件事情都没有用心。
But we have the opportunity to stop and to consider and to continue to meditate upon this word of life.
但是我们要花一点时间来回想这个生命之道来在主的面前有回应。
How often do we have a question in our life and do we consider what the Lord's speaking in that question?
很多的时候我们来想主向我们问的问题
Or is our first response today to Google and see what the world's viewpoint is on it?
还是我们只是在网上做一些做搜寻一下来看看这个世界的答案是什么
The thought crossed me this week, sometimes we communicate more with Google and Siri than we do directly with the Lord Jesus himself.
很多时候我们也许用 Google 或者 Siri 更多比我们和主的交通更多
So what are we proclaiming to others, to this world?
那我们向这个世界显明什么呢
?What are we fellowshipping with one another? Is it Christ, our life?
我们和弟兄姊妹交通什么呢是我们的主耶稣是他的生命吗
?Often naturally it becomes too much about us instead of about Christ.
很多时候我们的交通是有关我们自己。
This really is one of the basic stumbling blocks that the world puts before us.
这是世界给我们的一个绊脚石。
And this whole idea that brings everything back to us or about us.
这因为这个世上就让我们回到自己来看我们自己。
And we naturally want to measure things.
我们也要来丈量我们周围的事物。
We want to measure progress or we want to measure how we're growing.
我们来看我们是不是有成长。
And how do we measure? Sometimes that's comparing ourselves to others or comparing ourselves to past years.
让我们和别人比较和我们去年比较。
Constantly looking back at ourselves instead of fixing our eyes and looking unto Jesus.
所以很多的时候我们是看我们自己而没有看为我们信心创始成终的主。
He created us for His purpose.
他为着他自己的旨意创造了我们。
And do we really trust and obey that He's faithful to fulfill that purpose?
那我们是不是信而顺从，让他来完成他的旨意
We should be growing every day.
我们每天都需要有成长。
And if we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, we will spiritually grow.
但是如果我们定睛于神，我们的灵里面就会有成长。
Our brother Jerry Amon, during the summer conference, gave us this thought that in Christ, in the spiritual realm, we are already perfected.
就像夏令会 Jerry 弟兄跟我们交通的，在灵的境界里面，主已经完成了所有的一切的工。
And that's even while in this temporal realm, he's working out and doing that perfecting work.
是今天在这个时间的里面，他还在继续在我们身上做工，让我们得以完全。
So our brother Hai Bing has even talked about Thomas. This summer we get this sense the Lord has let us touch the nails in his hand.
所以凯宾弟兄刚刚提到多马，那在这个夏天的时候，主让我们摸到他的自己。
He's brought us to that place he brought John to lay his head or our heads even upon his chest.
所以他就把我们带到一个地步，就像当初约翰可以把头靠在主的胸膛上面一样，我们今天也可以。
To fix our eyes upon Him, how can we turn back and look at ourselves or look at others?
当我们定睛于神的时候，我们怎么可能还把眼光转过来看自己呢？
Excuse me. And yet the world tries to get us to look back at ourselves.
但是这个世界要让我们来看我们自己。
Excuse me. I'm reminded of this actually every week.
我这个每周都是受到这样一个提醒。
So at work, we have a report every week that has to be done, a real brief weekly report.
在我的工作当中，我们每星期都要做一个报告。
Simple set of bullet points that everybody has to report what they're doing and key activities they've been about.
每一个人都要报告说这个星期我做了什么，有什么样的成就。
Marketing things, community things.
有没有做市场的分析，或者说社会关系。
Agency officials, elected officials you might have met with.
你有没有和什么政府官员会过面？
James tells me they're perfecting this in software, which really helped encourage me today. But anyway.
我告诉那个 Steve 弟兄，这个其实在那个现在的软件里面已经有这样的功能。
The whole idea, which has a good premise, the whole idea is that you got a few bullet points to give the key activities that are going on to share with everybody.
当然你是说要给出这样一些重点，让人看到这个星期我们有什么样的成就。
And then you're going to send this up to corporate management so they can see what's going on.
然后我们就送给那个公司的管理层。
It also has the ability to keep a certain accountability for how you're spending your time, right?
当然也让每一个员工都更有责任感。
Now the problem tends to be not with the idea, but the implementation of the idea.
很多的时候这个问题不在于这个主意，而在于这个主意怎么样得到执行。
So a good idea when it gets implemented by man,
虽然是一个很好的主意，但是如果被人实行起来就不一样了。
The world is blind to this fact that by nature we are sinful.
世界不能看到我们的天然人里面是有罪性的。
So what happens in this self-reporting environment where you're trying to share information?
所以当我们来做这个自我的报告时候
Well, there tends to be a few people that report the bulk of the information.
所以我们看到有很少一部分人他们占用了很大一部分的报告。
And it tends to be all about what they are doing instead of about what's being done.
那报告的重点是他们做了什么，而不是什么得到成就。
We make it a competition or a popularity contest of how often somebody's name appears.
那好像成了一个这样一个竞赛，看谁的名字在那个报纸广告上出现的次数更多。
And then sadly, there's many in corporate management that are counting how many times somebody's name appears.
那很悲哀的一件事情是说，公司的管理层也开始说，他们来计数说每个人的名字在这个报告上出现了多少次。
Now to put this in contrast.
那让我做这样一个对比。
What if our brother Daniel back in Babylon had to do this weekly report when he was in the kingdom?
但以理在巴比伦的时候，如果他要做这样一个每周的一个报告。
Daniel held many positions of a servant, of a, in leadership.
但以理当时有很多的有很多的工作，也管理很多的事。
And I think David, what would have been his approach? What would have been his attitude? in producing this information?
那如果他要来做这样报告的话，要提供这样的信息的话，他的态度会是怎么样的？
And I think we saw in David, even when he was questioned often, he always gave the glory back to the Lord.
当大卫在被人问他的时候，他总是把荣耀归给神。
I think he would have reported what was being done and not what he was doing.
他会报告说什么被完成了，而不是说我做了什么。
And even if he could not write the Lord Jesus Christ as the one that accomplished it in writing every day,
虽然他不能把主耶稣的名字放在每天的日常事务当中。
We know that would have been his focus. His focus would have really been all about Jesus.
但是他的重点就是说在我们的主耶稣身上。
Now spiritually,Let me back up a bit and apply this to what happens sometimes in our spiritual life.
让我们来看看怎么样应用在我们属灵的生活当中。
The Lord does a tremendous speaking, a tremendous revealing to us.
主向我们说话，也向我们显现。
And He shows us our true condition.
他向我们显示了我们真实的光景。
There is no good thing in us.
在我们里面没有良善。
And we see though in Christ what a completeness there is, or what a wonderful thing there is in Christ.
所以在基督里面，我们看到它是何等的完全，是何等的美妙。
But we still try to go back and we try to measure or we try to compare where we are to maybe where we were last year.
但是我们很多时候还是看着我们自己，比较我们和去年有什么进步。
We try to reason, well, that, you know, I've advanced a little bit spiritually.
也许我们可以对自己说，我有一点点属灵的进步。
Or we get together and we're sharing something the glorious the Lord's done in our life, and we tend to make it more about us than we do the Lord Jesus.
甚至有时候我们来一起交通主在我们身上所做的奇妙的工作的时候，我们的重点还是放在我们自己身上。
Changing that focus from really His glory, His grace, to all about ourselves.
把重点不是在主的荣耀上面，而是在我们自己身上。
Now I do not want you to stop sharing and fellowshipping together about what the Lord Jesus is doing in your life.
我不是说你不要再和弟兄姊妹交通主在你身上所做的工。
Quite the opposite. We need to be giving personal testimonies in what the Lord is doing.
往往相反，我们需要更多的来做这样一个交通和见证。
But as we do that, if we keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus, then He will reveal His glory.
但是当我们做这样见证的时候，如果我们可以定睛于神，他就会更多的向我们显现他的荣耀。
And if we pray and we desire for Him to be glorified, then He'll take even our sharings and our human failings, and He will reveal Himself.
如果我们有这样一个祷告，让他得荣耀的话，他会借着我们的见证，让他的荣耀得以更多的彰显在我们当中。
I being noted, when light comes in, darkness must flee.
当我要说，当光进来的时候，黑暗就必须逃离。
And so when the Lord does come in, He shines His light, and darkness does flee.
所以当主来到我们当中的时候，他就把黑暗从我们当中驱走。
And the Lord shines and shows us our true condition.
而主也借此向我们显明我们真实的光景。
But His intention is not to keep us focused on the sin, not to keep us focused on the failings.
但是主不是让我们的眼目看着我们的罪和我们的失败。
His intention is for us to repent.
他是为让我们能够悔改。
To turn our eyes back fixed upon Jesus.
而让我们能够转眼来仰望主耶稣。
And as we come under the cleansing blood,
当我们来得到那个宝血的洁净以后，
He brings us back and gives us direction according to His will, according to His purpose.
他把我们带回，让我们看到按照他的旨意所向我们所指明的道路。
We fix our eyes upon Jesus, and the light comes in, and darkness must flee.
当我们定睛于神的时候，光就进来，黑暗就被除去。
So some of you may have experienced when you look directly into a light source, it can be quite blinding.
很多的时候，我们就试着看着那个光的时候，我们就发现我们的眼就被我们眼睛就什么也看不见了。
Now, do not go home and try this experiment at the house.
我不是说你要回家去这样做一个试验。
But hopefully we can glean from the picture a little bit.
但是我希望你看到这样一幅图画。
When you look at the very origin of light,
当你看到那个光源的时候，
there is no darkness.
那里没有黑暗。
But we even become blinded by that light. And while that's not good physically for our eyes, humanly speaking, spiritually, that's what we must be doing.
虽然从身体上来说，这个对我们的眼睛没有好处，但是从属灵里面的意义来说，这是我们所必须经历的。
As we focus on that light of the Lord Jesus only, then darkness must flee.
当我们定睛于那个光，我们的主耶稣基督的时候，我们的里面的黑暗就被除去。
And He manifests His glory, His grace, His love.
他就向我们显明他的爱、他的荣耀、他的恩典。
We remember our brother Paul even on the road to Damascus and how that light struck him and blinded him even physically, literally.
所以当我们弟兄保罗去大马士革的路上，他就被这样的光让他失明了。
He was overwhelmed by the glory and the grace of the Lord Jesus.
他被主的荣耀所夺。
Beyond what he could comprehend or even take in at that time.
超过他所求所想所能领受的。
But it did draw his gaze to fix his eyes upon Jesus.
但是让他能够真的是把眼睛定睛于我们的主。
And as he did that and drew his gaze deeper and deeper into looking at Jesus.
所以他就可以转过眼来更深更多的来看主耶稣。
He saw more and more of the Lord's glory.
他就看到更多主的荣耀。
And he discovered it was not all about himself, it was all about Jesus.
所以他就看到不是关乎他而是关乎我们的主。
Paul was delivered from this world's economy of trying to compete to be the top Pharisee.
所以保罗就不再被这个世界捆绑来想做这个最高职位的法利赛人。
Now we look at a part of Paul's life after that experience and it can be to the flesh a little bit scary.
当我们来看保罗的生平的时候我们看到这个也许有一点点害怕。
We look how he was persecuted and how he was contested often.
他很多的时候受逼迫。
But Paul's reaction was never scared or worried.
但是保罗的反应却从来没有让我们看到害怕或者甚至担心。
Paul was able to stand firm because he'd entered into that relationship in unity with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他进入与主合一的关系里面，所以他可以站立得稳。
Paul realized he was being perfected for an eternal glory.
所以他在外面就有了一个永远的一个荣耀。
And then even further, as he went place to place, fellowshipping and sharing about the Lord Jesus.
然后他去外地更多的地方与弟兄姊妹交通主的时候
，He still kept his eyes fixed upon the Lord.
他还是把他的眼睛定睛于主。
Some tried to elevate him.
很多人要高举他
Some tried to discredit him.
很多人来诽谤他
But Paul stayed focused and the Lord was able to expand his glory and grace.
但是保罗却只是定睛于主来传讲主的荣耀
And like Paul, as we keep our eyes fixed upon the light, it continues to bring clarity to the way he is leading.
所以当我们看着光的时候我们就可以更清楚地看到我们前面的道路
It continues to bring direction to our lives.
很多的时候，让我们在我们的生活当中给我们更多的指引。
And it gives us God's spiritual viewpoint of what reality really is.
也给了我们神的看见，让我们看到我们周围的环境。
Finally, verse 4 in 1 John that we read.
约翰一书一章四节。
States that these things we write, these things we fellowship.
这边说到我们将这些话写给你们。
We share together that our joy may be made complete.
使你们的喜乐充足。
So what we have seen, what we proclaim.
我们所看见，我们所传的。
Our collective witness is Jesus.
他的中心就是基督。
And that witness is corporate.
而那个中心是一个团体的中心。
It takes all of us to even begin to manifest aspects of the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够一起来见证说主的伟大和他的荣耀。
But when we come together, what is our focus?
所以当我们一起来到这里的时候，我们的中心是什么？
Do we see the light of Christ in one another?
我们在彼此之间看到我们主的光吗？
Or does that light often expose a little bit of the darkness and we turn our eyes off the Lord and look at the darkness that's exposed.
还是那个光让我们更多的看到我们身上的黑暗。
It only takes a slight look away from the sinner and we're off target on what's on the Lord's heart.
让我们更多的看到那个中心，我们的主心里的心意是什么吗？
He desires to build us together as His church, a glorious church.
他愿意帮我们建立成为他荣耀的教会。
And actually, our brother Dana, week before last, was sharing in a conference of how when we gather together as the body of Christ and the Lord in our midst, it is a glorious church.
Dana 弟兄在刚过去的一个聚会当中交通道，当我们一起来到神的面前聚会的时候。神的荣耀就从我们里面被显明出来。
There's an aspect of that glorious church today, not just in the future.
所以就是今天这个教会也有主的荣耀，而不光光是将来。
And that glorious church is all of gold.
所以那荣耀的教会就是我们的目标。
But the question is, are we focused on the gold and the Christ in one another?
那问题是我们是不是把这样的目标放在我们每一个人弟兄姊妹的心中。
Or do we often get stumbled by looking at the humanness of one another?
很多的时候还是我们因着看人身上的软弱而被跌倒。
Do we get distracted by the vessels instead of the gold that each of the vessels contain?
我们看到的是那个器皿，还是器皿当中的金晶？
When we look at our Lord Jesus Christ and fix our eyes there, He will reveal by His light the gold in every one of His saints to us.
所以当我们定睛于神的时候，主就给我们这样的看见，看到那个金晶在我们每个人的身上。
So what was from the beginning, the word of life, he has entrusted to us.
所以论到起初原有的生命之道，我们的主所托付给我们的。
And his request to us is that we respond, that we obey.
他要求我们信而顺从。
We desire to allow the life of Christ to be manifested through us.
我们愿意主的生命在我们每个人身上显现。
To witness, to proclaim His Lordship.
来彰显他是我们的主。
And as we fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus, then darkness must flee.
所以当我们定睛于主的时候，我们里面的黑暗就被除去。
And as we do that,And as we keep our eyes fixed on Him, it will revolutionize our times together.
所以当我们定睛于主的时候，主就来彻底改变我们在他面前的时间。
Now some of the things we do may remain the same, but we'll do them with, it'll have different value and purpose.
我们也许还做同样的事，但是因着主就有不同的意义和价值。
And some of the things we choose to do together corporately and even individually will be different because we'll make different choices.
很多时候，不管是我们个人还是团体的事，我们就会做不同的选择。
So this is the message that we have heard from Him and announce to the world that God is light.
这就是我们所听到的信息，神就是光。
And in Him is no darkness at all.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So may we continue to take what the Lord has spoken and fix our eyes upon Him.
所以让我们继续来思想主向我们说的话语，让我们来够定睛于神。
That he might manifest himself to his body and to the world.
他就会向他的身体和向这个世界更多的来显现他自己。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are reminded that it is your desire to manifest yourself.
主，我们知道是你的心意，你要向我们显明你自己。
Lord, and we do testify that you are so faithful.
主，我们愿意说你是何等的信实。
In speaking your living word.
你向我们说明你活的话语。
In revealing what is on your heart.
向我们显明你心你的心意。
In working so faithfully in our lives.
你在我们的心里你在我们身上每天做工。
Lord, we want to be those that do respond.
我们愿意做向你有回应的人。
That do surrender all to you.
我们愿意把一切都放下来归于你。
Lord, we thank you for even these testimonies that have been gave of those that came back to you.
主，愿把这些见证都归给你。
But Lord, we don't want to lose another day or another minute.
我们不愿意损失更多的一天或者甚至只是一分钟。
We want to be wholeheartedly given to you.
我们愿意 把我们全心都归给你。
Keeping our eyes fixed upon you.
让我们能够定睛于你。
And proclaiming your glory.
让我们能够来述说你的荣耀。
Lord, we know it's your heart's desire and it is our desire to satisfy you.
我们知道这是你的心意，也是我们的心意，来让你全心得到满足。
Continue, Lord, to just faithfully work in our lives and show us how to live daily unto your glory.
让我们能够每天来活在你荣耀的里面。
We're so thankful we can commit ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们愿意把我们自己交在你信实的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.